What's going on? I can't travel to Durban, and I really need to see the team. Our telephone bill is through the roof, our server crashed, and we've lost all our files.
Are you getting frustrated with problems in your business? Win at work and calm the chaos with Vox's intelligent business solutions. Work smarter, not harder, and connect your business to the world from 899 Rand. T's and C's apply. Visit vox.co.za for more information.
Are you tired of selling your kidney for a laptop? Do you need to take notes in your family WhatsApp group without your boss thinking you're not working? Tired of explaining something when you could just draw it and share it? How about that backache? Is it heavy laptop related? Let the Mesa Fundi come to your rescue. Hashtag freedom with Fundi. Attach Microsoft Office for the ultimate experience. Make the shift and upgrade to the Mesa Fundi with Windows 10 Professional. The Mesa Fundi, flexibility reimagined. Available online and in store at all leading retailers. Mesa recommends Windows 10 Professional.
I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is Tech Central. I'm joined now by Tamir Shglaz. He's the CEO of a startup called InSupply, which identified an urgent need to get reliable and correctly priced COVID-19-related personal protective equipment, or PPE, into the hands of medical professionals and others needing such equipment. Tamir, welcome to the podcast. Please tell me a bit about yourself and then how the idea for InSupply came about.
Duncan, thank you so much for having me on. Really excited to be here. So it's quite a journey in regards to how it's ended up here. Where it would have started first and foremost was really just a weekend project I had with a friend called Wasani Shlomani. We've just interacted many times before, and we're both developers, and we came up with a quick idea to just have like a map of South Africa and some quick stats. One of those like worldometer kind of sites that gives information around the number of cases and news and insights. Now there are 1,000 of them available, but we were one of the first. That platform went quite viral, amassing more than 1.5 million website hits in less than 2 months. With the success of that platform, I became really passionate about the role of technology in fighting the pandemic. Without the presence of vaccine, really the only thing we have in order to keep society together, as we're having this this call and this interview over Zoom, is technology. And I recently graduated with electrical and computer engineering, and I've previously started a startup called Quilla, which is a marketplace for secondhand textbooks. So I recognize the potential for technology to have positive impact, and then saw my unique skill set and positioning to really play a strong part. So I became really passionate about empowering South Africa through the use of technology. There was a particular project set up by OfferZen in partnership with the South African presidency, where they were essentially mandated to rally the tech community to set up a variety of different projects. One of those projects was research into the medical hardware space and seeing things around ventilators and how can we create an ecosystem to help medical hardware in South Africa. And during my time, so I was brought on as project lead for that project. And during my time, it became evidently clear that PPE was a huge concern, and getting PPE to the places that they needed the most. Like the way we started thinking about it was, not we, but just the way I think people should think about it is like doctors or nurses are our front line. And in a similar way that our soldiers would protect us from an invading threat. And if your soldiers fall, the rest of the population is left vulnerable. It's the exact same with doctors and nurses. If they fall, the rest of us are left vulnerable. So it's utmost importance that they are protected. And my skill set came from marketplaces, and it just seemed as if there was the need to correctly match people who had PPE to people who had it. And slowly but surely, the idea of a marketplace connecting trusted suppliers and buyers emerged. That project kind of continued and went on. And we started running into issues with just the project being a nonprofit. It didn't have the resources it required. I couldn't get people to commit full time. It was difficult to coordinate. And then two particular investors, Justin Drennan and Yossi Asson, saw a lot of commercial viability in the project and thought, cool, let's take this elsewhere, and gave it kind of the legs, the room it needed to. And that kind of fast forwards to where we are today, where InSupply is connecting large-scale suppliers of PPE to buyers. So far, we've received over 100 million requests for, or 100 million items that have been requested through the marketplace. And we've received around 600 supply applications, of which about 100 have been approved. And those suppliers have submitted more than 300 listings. That's the long story short.
So I don't know what else I can ask you. I think you've summarized it. Tamir, let's talk a bit about your investors. So you mentioned Justin Drennan and Yossi Hasson. They're both very well known in the tech space here in South Africa. Of course, Yossi was the founder or co-founder, I can't remember which, of Cinec. And he's also invested in various other initiatives, including We Think Code. The project that is helping youngsters develop coding skills. And Justin Drennan, of course, is well known in the e-commerce space. He was the founder or co-founder of Wanted All, Parcel Ninja, and various other businesses. How did they come across your business? Have you known these guys for years? What's the acquaintance?
Yeah, so Justin was the first person I ever kind of spoke to about Quillo, my first startup. Back when I was really getting involved in this, and he gave me a lot of direction and purpose. And ever since then, he's become a bit of a mentor to me in the world of business and entrepreneurship. And so I just constantly pinged him with questions and things like that. And he just monitored my progress and then eventually saw that there's potential here and then brought on Yossi. They're good friends. The connection.
Okay, great. So they've provided some funding. So you've transitioned from a non-profit to a for-profit venture. What is the business model? How do you make money?
So we're looking, and I guess this is a challenge with all startups, is finding the exact balance of different costing and who to charge and how much. And that's something we're discovering. But at the moment, we're planning on charging suppliers kind of to have a premium service. So really, I think, and this links to kind of the idea and the vision behind this, is that we're really looking to create the Alibaba of Africa, in that connecting these local manufacturers and suppliers to these corridors. So a lot of it is going to be inspired by that. And two particular business models is premium listings on the supplier side. Mm-hmm. So that's one aspect. And then the next one is commission fee on transactions. So creating an escrow-based payment system in order to protect both people and then taking a percentage transaction when that occurs.
So I was going to ask, is this is PPE just the start of something much bigger?
Yeah, I think that's certainly my intention with this. Mm-hmm. And that's been like just an incredible aspect of working in this. Like this, not only has the work itself and the purpose of helping doctors been incredibly inspiring, but just due to COVID, bureaucracy has just fallen out the window. Yeah. So it means I'm able to speak to people who previously would have taken me months of planning and proposals to get into the door with, like that, right? And I'm opening doors and changing things very quickly just because of how crazy the time is. So it gives a really, really unique position to us and as well any other company that's really looking to disrupt the sector to make like leaps and bounds of progress. So the idea is certainly to use this particular crisis of PPE as a springboard to creating this far wider platform of empowering local manufacturers and suppliers. Mm.
Interesting, very interesting indeed. So where's the demand been coming from in terms of PPE? What are you seeing on the website?
A lot. It depends from... So the majority of the people who have been requesting are usually private clinics, kind of the midpoint between an individual doctor and a large-scale hospital.
Right.
So collections of doctors, ambulance services, firefighters, those would be some of the customers that have come on board onto the platform. And the particular items that have been most requested are certainly masks. Everyone's looking for masks, particularly N95 masks by 3M. Those things are more valuable than gold or diamonds together at this point.
What do they do? Just remind me, what is an N95 mask?
So you have kind of two different types of masks, like active masks and non-active. And an active mask will filter particles in the air. So a surgical mask is just going to protect you from kind of spreading it outwards in a very like free form. It's going to control the spread a little more, but it won't stop anything from actual COVID molecules or the virus itself from penetrating the mask. Whereas these masks have a very particular filtration rate that will filter air molecules. And that's a little bit more complex to produce. 3M has a very particular brand, all of that stuff. So it adds a lot of complexity to actually getting it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So lots of demand for those. How do you, I know the government has been very tough on pricing around through this lockdown period. And we've seen the Competition Commission actually take action against a number of retailers and manufacturers of PPE. And some of those cases are ongoing, and there have been fines actually levied running into millions of rand. Do you attempt to control pricing at all on your platform to ensure there isn't price gouging taking place?
No. So we haven't done anything in regards to telling a supplier that this is too high, but simply what ends up happening, and this is the beauty of marketplaces.
Yeah.
That like when you go on Takealot, for example, right? You're seeing a variety, say you want a phone, right? You're seeing a variety of different prices that you're able to choose between. And then the suppliers of those phones are then able to compare and compete with one another. So marketplaces naturally add transparency to the system that drives prices down. So we don't have to do anything because the suppliers that are price gouging and putting out these incredibly high prices, they don't get the demand.
Yep.
It's the ones that are a smaller price, and eventually some sort of equilibrium gets found where supplies can't go any lower and consumers are getting the best value for their money.
Okay. So take us through how it works very briefly. If I'm someone interested in purchasing PPE through InSupply, what's involved?
Really simple. So you would come onto the website and you'd have two direct options of accessing PPE. One would just be just to browse our various listings. So you can just search through the different products. You can filter by PPE type, price. You can filter suppliers if they're SAHPRA registered or registered in CSD. You'll then click on the particular listing and then submit a contact form. Once you receive the contact form, we'll ask you to register on the site just to make sure you're a legitimate buyer. And then we'll introduce you to the supplier. At the moment, we're quite hands-off. We're not involved in actual logistics or payment. Mm-hmm. It's just these are the small baby steps that we could take to kind of start off. So that's one route. The other route is that you would come on and you would submit a particular request. So you'd say, I need 100 N95 masks, I need 1,000 gloves, I need 10 liters of soap. We'll collect that request, we'll send an email out to all of our suppliers, they'll submit proposals to that request, and then you'll get a spreadsheet of various different proposals from our suppliers.
Will you get involved in the logistics side? I mean, I know Justin Drennan is involved with, we co-founded or founded Parcel Ninja, which is involved in the logistics side of e-commerce. Do you see that your InSupply expanding into that, possibly leveraging off partners like that company?
100%. I think the challenge at the moment is just time and what we need to focus on. It's a lot to get involved in the logistics and payments right now, especially when we just need to focus on connecting people.
Yeah.
But on the line, really the vision of this is to create a holistic ecosystem where it's as easy to buy 100,000 masks as it is easy to buy a phone on Takealot.
Yeah.
But pay through the platform, it would be delivered. If you weren't happy with the item, you'd get a refund. Mm-hmm. That's really the direction that we're looking at going towards.
Okay. So PPE for now, how long do you expect the high demand for PPE to continue? I suppose it's as long as the lockdown carries on for and as long as COVID is around.
Yeah, precisely, right? And if anything, it's going to peak a little bit further as time goes on and as our cases start rising. So I'm seeing at least a year in regards to this, but I think even afterwards, there's going to be a culture that's created of wearing masks and people are going to be a lot more sensitive. So I think the general demand for PPE in future is just going to skyrocket. But then again, I'm really interested in not only utilizing this for PPE, but using this as a springboard for other items and other types of manufacturing in order to empower local South African companies.
Have you had any thoughts yet on where you may expand into next, which product categories?
No, haven't gone that far. At the moment, it's
just PPE. Too busy with PPE.
Yeah, too busy. It's such a challenge in of itself. Focusing on getting that right. And then once that is done right, I think the immediate kind of product categories that are most pressing will be obvious.
Yeah. So the website for InSupply, what's the web address? If people want to find out.
InSupply.co.za.
Could have guessed that. Tamir Schlaz is CEO of InSupply. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Duncan.